F. I feel. A small animal. I guess, a cat? A small animal about the size of a cat. A part of me keeps wanting to throw in, oh, yes, I know this. Something like a cat, maybe a bobcat-size animal. And I feel it could bite you. There are other water animals, like crocodiles, that are dangerous in the water. You don't go near the water. And there's another water animal that's like the large animal. It could bite you if you were near the water. But usually it doesn't ever come out of the water. It swims around in the water. It has fins and a tail. D. You mean there's one similar to the large one with a long neck? F. Yes, I've seen pictures, but it's hard to remember. I don't know the name now here. D. Then there's one type that lives on the land and one type that lives in the water? F. Yes, but the water one has sharp teeth and fins instead of legs. 222. Legacy from the stars. D. Okay. What do you do with your time? F. I go around with a group. And in the group we eat. And looking around I hit rocks together. I throw things. I'm trying to make something. It looks like. I guess it would be a stone hatchet. You put the stone in a stick and you tie it together. But it's a very sharp stone hatchet. It's not blunt. And I can chop things with it, or it's used for cutting things. D. Why would you have to chop things? F. I don't know why. I'm looking. It's to cut that little animal up, cut the skin off it. We eat it raw. It's to skin something. You have to cut it. We could cut its head off and then eat it raw. D. How did you know how to make the hatchet? Did someone show you, or did you just know how to do it? F. It's something. Others learned. D. Do you know what fire is? F. I was going to say I didn't know. D. You don't use fire then? F. No, not now. D. Is the hatchet the only type of tools that you made? F. There is a pointed thing that we use. It's like a stone with a point on it. It's like a pick, but it's conical to a point, and you almost use it too. I was poking something's eye out with it. Digging it out, I guess to eat it. D. Are those the only type of tools then? F. That's all I see, but they just lay around. People carry them and put them in a place. But there's not anything to carry them with. There's no other tool. D. Do you have a shelter of any kind, or do you live out in the open? F. Yes, there's a place that we lie down, like a cave. And we put grass on the floor to make it softer. And I think we cut, or use the hatchet to put something over the doorway. I guess it's used to make sticks with, you know, to poke things with. Levers or to pry things with. But to put sticks over the entrance, to keep things out. D. Is that where the whole group sleeps? The earliest forms of life on Earth. 223. F. Yes. I see everyone sleeping around. Almost lying on each other, like hibernating. It's to be warm, not fire. They lie on each other to be warm. D. What is the climate like? F. It's pretty warm, but not too warm. There is some cold. It's cold at night. And there's also a cold time of year. But it's not too cold. D. Well, did anything eventful ever happen when you were in that existence, or was it just the same thing all the time? F. I see some kind of volcano going off. It was a loud noise, an explosion. And everyone was scared. All the people. Or, sigh, I guess, animals. I don't know what to call myself. They were all screaming and grunting and scared. And I saw the volcano going off. An explosion. The ground was shaking. I see a lot of smoke. It was across the valley from where we were. But it still was loud, and others were screaming and scared. And I was just the same as them. Like a bunch of screaming monkeys. D. That would naturally frighten you. F. I smell smoke in the air. D. Was that the only eventful thing that was out of the ordinary? F. I saw the one person get crushed by that large animal. And die? He seemed unsure of that word, that was, I guess, eventful. D. Otherwise everything is just the same all the time. F. Yes. You go out and eat leaves and grass. Eat the seeding grasses. D. Then you don't kill any animals for food? F. I think we killed that small fuzzy thing. It's like a tapir, I mean, some kind of sloth. It has a lot of hair, but it has like a little bear's head on it. D. Then the other things that you eat, you just find something that has already died, like the large animal. F. We don't eat them. I don't see anyone ever eating that. I think we're too afraid of it. Even if it's dead, people don't go near it, except to poke it with a stick. 224, Legacy from the Stars. D. You were talking about skinning something. I thought you meant F. The small ones. D. Then you didn't try to skin the large one or eat it? F. No. It was just there. I don't even want to be near it. D. So you're not aggressive? F. No. I think I didn't live too long in this life. I died. D. What happened to you? Pause. It's all right. You can watch it. It won't bother you at all. You can look at it objectively if you want to. You don't have to experience it. F. I guess I just left that body in the middle of the night. It's just lying there. It doesn't move anymore. D. Do you think it just got too old? F. No. I see it being sick, or cold. Too cold. And dying of cold. D. Then you just left it? F. Yes. It's there. It's not moving. D. Well, do you think that it was just a life about learning to experience sensations with a body? F. Some sensations. I feel I learned communication with other persons that were in the body, although I feel my mind was very blocked off. All I knew was to grunt and to yell and scream, and make different kinds of noises, and poke at people. And poke at things. He laughed, very animalistic. D. Yes. But yet you were able to make tools, so in that way you were not totally animalistic. It was more or less a type of learning experience then. Where did you go after you left that body? F. I took on another body similar to that one. And I'm with another group of people, if I can call them that. D. Are these people doing the same things? F. They live down by the water. I see a forked stick stab a fish, and we're eating fish. Something to do with fishing amongst the shallows. D. Do these people look the same, with the hairy bodies? F. It looks a little changed now, less hair. I feel there are clothes, or wearing something. Like a skin. The women, the earliest forms of life on Earth. 225, D, F, D, F, D, F, D, F, D, have skins on the lower part, and not on the top. I have skins round my waist. And I'm wearing something wrapped around my feet. I feel there is more communication going on. Pointing, making signs, knowing what to do, sort of like language. There is more knowing what the other person wants out of you. Do you use words or sounds of any kind? You grunt and then you point at something. And you know what to do, or to carry something. Everyone knows his place, so if you want to pick up some water or something, then you can take it over. I think we cook things now. Something to do with fire, but I feel we cook the fish instead of eating it raw. But you stab it with this forked prong, not just a single stick. Then you think they use fire in some way. Do you see any other animal life? What I'd say is a crocodile. And I think I get killed by one of those. But yes, there are those large animals with the sharp teeth. But they don't come near where we are, because they can't come out into the shallows. And there's a lot of fish that come near the shore. Are there any other types of animals besides that one? We're down by the shore. It seems to be a real large shore. It's almost like on the shore of an ocean. There doesn't seem to be any animals that come down to the beach area. A lot of rocks. I'm trying to bin one of those alligators with a rock. Throw big rocks on it. Trying to kill it, because we don't want them around. They're a nuisance. Do the rocks do any good? If we get up to a high place, and we can throw a big enough rock down on it, it'll kill it. I don't see us eating it. But I do see us trying to get together and communicate. And if we see one come in our area, we're territorial, and we throw rocks down on it. I see a cave near the water. That's where we live, but we don't have sticks in front of it. We don't have what we had before. What else do you eat besides the fish? 226, Legacy from the stars. F. I feel I eat other things. Women bring things. I see something. I guess it's the shape of a bear. It's some kind of green fruit. It's hard. It has almost a wooden taste, and it's like a wooden consistency. It's almost like a nut, but it's made a face. Ugh, it's hard to bite into. D. Something that must have come off the trees. F. I don't know where they got it. It's their job. They go off and collect these things. And I'm standing there with a fork through a fish. D. That's your job then. F. Yes, and running away from the alligator. Chuckle. Or finding them and trying to chase them off, but we can't do it very well. They come into camp. They come into our area. They come in and almost chase us. That's why we had to sometimes leave our camp area and get to the higher place and throw things on them from the top of some rocks. D. You said you thought that was how you died in that life, from one of the alligators, crocodiles, or whatever they are? F. I feel my leg being bitten. Then the mid part of my body being bitten. And screaming and dying, as it is eating me. D. Were you on a shore when it came after you? F. I couldn't get away. I'd fallen down. And it grabbed my thigh with its mouth. Then it chomped down on the middle of me. D. I didn't think you would have gone into the water. F. We don't go into the water. It's kind of a marshy area. It's real shallow for a long distance before the deep water comes. That's why those other animals can't come up. Like a wetlands, half dry and half swamp, and then going out into the deep water. D. It's not like an ocean beach then, where there's a definite shoreline. F. There's a shore, but there are small grasses that grow. It's like a swamp, but you could walk and wade out into the swampy water. It got real deep, as it went into the... It was like an ocean. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 227, D. Well, when you left your body after the crocodile got you, where did you go? F. I went into that resting area again. It's a challenge to be these other animals. But I think I like my other jobs better. I'm getting to where I know that I like one thing better than another. D. What type? F. I like working with thought much better than getting eaten. Chuckle. Because that was very painful that time to get eaten while I was still half alive. D. I imagine it would be. But I imagine it was something you were supposed to learn. Maybe that was why you had to experience it. Do you think so? F. I don't know. D. It seems that if you had something to say about it, you would tell them you would rather do the things with your mind. F. I still see myself experiencing without complaining. D. Not really telling them what you want to do. Well, where did you go next? F. I'm back in space. Now I'm on a planet where I was before. No, near there. The planet I first was assigned to, where I was told to go to Earth first. D. Do you mean the one where you were radiating or the one where you were in the dome-shaped building? F. Where I was getting the assignment to go and change the air. There was a group of people there that I was very familiar with. And then I was assigned to go and moderate and change and transform the air. D. That was where some of them were also cooling the Earth down? F. Yes. That's where I went. Before I went to Earth to transform the atmosphere, I was on this place to get the assignment. And then I went to Earth. But I'm now talking with the people, thinking to them on this place. I'm relating to people, just not going anywhere. I'm there on that place. 228, Legacy from the Stars. D. Are you in a body on that place? F. I'm more that airy form that I was. There are other rare people here like myself. It feels so good to be out of a body. It wasn't a very pleasant memory of being eaten. D. Do you have a job to do there? F. I'm talking, thinking to people. I'm sort of in school. I'm learning things. D. What kind of things? F. I'm learning about stars. I'm learning, it looks like some kind of formula. Some kind of gas converting to something else. To solid. To rock. I'm learning how things are at different levels. D. Is this school a physical place? F. No. It's a group of us together in a certain area. But there's a person teaching up front. We're all mingled together. But there's a central point where I am, and a central point where someone else is. There's one person projecting light on a blackboard or a screen. Here's gas. Here's denser matter, then rock. D. Do you know why you have to learn these things? F. He is saying, this is why. This is how matter is coming into being. From thought to gas to denser matter to rock. This is the why. I must know why things are this way. D. This is part of your education? F. I guess my general education, because I see people asking questions. Why rocks have to be formed? Why things have to be physical? D. What was the answer? That's a good question. F. The answer is, because that is God's plan, that spirit take the body of form, and that the soul experience form. There must be form. Just like, God must have a form. D. What do you think? Do you think God has a form? What is your interpretation of God at that point? F. God's plan that must be experienced in form. There must be a body for God. It's almost like creating a physical form for God which must be in the matter. There must be spirit in the matter. God must be experienced in matter. It must be the earliest forms of life on earth. 229. D. F. 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 Impregnated in matter. Matter is the same as ether. We are learning that each form, each level is just a denser form of spirit. Matter, I mean, ether, God. But spirit, the life force, must impregnate the rocks. Life force must be in everything. Everything must be alive. God must have a body. Then all of these different forms are expressions of God's body? What I was being shown with the rock, yes. That God must be even in rocks. Physical hard dense forms. Spirit must be able to live in those forms. That would go along with people saying, God is everywhere. Of course, we don't normally think of rocks as being alive. Life force is in them. Not alive, not as my soul. The life force is thinner. It keeps what I am alive. Do you stay at that school very long? I feel I'm there for a while. I learn more things. Can you share with me some of the things you learned? I know it's complicated and it's hard. No, it's not hard. I learn the reason I am. To express myself as a form. To be, to know, in a movable being. This is why I am, is to express, to know in a movable being, not as a rock. Why? Because you can learn more that way? Yes. Chuckle, that really was a strong answer. Well, it makes sense. You'd be able to learn more with a body than you could as a rock or a tree or something like that. I feel very simple sometimes, but very complex. I feel that I am to know simplicity, and also complexity. I must know how to put things together for a greater purpose. Do you know what that means? Like I do with my inventions. In his present life, I'm always putting things together for a greater purpose. I can combine things very easily to make an object. 230. Legacy from the stars. D. All right. Is there anything else that you are being taught that you can share with me? I know it is difficult with the language. F. No, it's not difficult. I am taught to love things that are greater than myself. I am a little thing, and I must love the great thing. Like God. I must love God. I must embrace the larger thing than I am. I am a little point, and I must expand myself to embrace all of God. I must learn to love more. D. Then you will stay there in that school for quite a while learning these things? F. I seem to be not in the school, per se. I seem to be in a larger space, almost like my soul is telling you these things. D. Maybe these are things they thought you would need to know before you went on to experience other things. F. It seems to be a compilation of what I am learning to do as an entity, as a force, as a being, as what I will do in my larger form. I think I am to grow into a larger form than what I am now, in this life. I am to grow into a larger form. I will kind of look like I am now, but more like an angelic larger form, where I will touch and teach and help and be with smaller forms, like I am now. D. That sounds right. And it sounds like it would be a good thing to do. F. Like a guardian angel. D. That would be the ultimate destination then, so to speak. F. I think that is my destiny, to do this. I am created to do this. D. These are all steps along the way then, apparently. I brought Fred forward through time to the present day and oriented him. But I did not awaken him yet. I had some work to do with his subconscious. We still had to find the reasons for his physical problems that had prevented him finishing the college classes. The sessions had been beneficial in showing him the first lifetimes he had lived on Earth. But I knew there was more that would explain events in his present life. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 231. It is always a strange phenomenon to actually contact and speak to a person's subconscious. The pattern is always the same, and this is unusual enough. The subconscious speaks about the person in the third person, as though it is separate from the subject and his problems. Quite often it will analyze the situation, supply the answers to the problems, and explain how they can be worked out. Other times its attitude is childish. But it is always wise to listen to what the subconscious suggests, because no therapy can be accomplished without its help. It has complete control over the body that it resides in, and once it agrees to work with the therapist, amazing changes can occur in the subject's life that would be impossible through psychoanalysis and therapy alone. I respect and recognize the power that the subconscious has, and I always ask for permission to speak to that part of the mind, and try to work with its suggestions and incorporate them into the therapy. The following is a greatly condensed portion of what occurred, and an example of how the subconscious can supply the pertinent information needed to help the subject. The stories I receive are important to me, but the therapy is vital to the subject, so I cannot stop with just the story if the person needs help. D. I would like to speak to Fred's subconscious for a few moments. Would your subconscious have any advice or any kind of a message that it would like for you to know? F. To be more determined, to stick with things more. Emphatic. Don't give up, even in the face of adversity. Don't give up. Be determined. Stick with things more. Especially in what he was doing, who he was dealing with. It's a long-term project. Don't be afraid of what is being thrown up temporarily as a front. Tell him to be very determined. D. But will the subconscious help Fred with these problems in his life? F. Maybe. The subconscious is. We feel very negative sometimes because we're not given enough recognition. He yells at us a lot. 232. Legacy from the stars. D. Laugh. That's why I like to recognize the subconscious and try to work with it, whenever possible. The main thing is to help the person. So I would appreciate it if the subconscious would help in every way it can. F. Childish. I will if he will. D. He's going to have to learn to recognize you're there, and that you're there to help him. F. Oh, he knows I'm here. But he doesn't love me. D. Well, we'll have to tell him. That's what you really need is self-love. That's the answer to a lot of problems. We'll tell him about it. And we'll try to get him to work with you. F. He knows. You just remind him of those things said here. D. Okay. That's why I wanted to get a message. But the main thing is we want him to be healthy and happy, and live a full life. And we want your cooperation in any way you can give it. F. I will give it now. D. That's very important. And help take care of his health, too, because you must have a healthy body to carry out the job that we're sent here for. F. Yes. I'm no longer angry. D. Oh, I'm glad. I really am. F. Because I was furious. Because of, let's say, I was able to control the first part of life, and then intellect came in, and it has been trying to stifle me. So I don't give. It was a war until a few years ago. And then I first became the friend. And now I want it as much as he wants, I guess, enlightenment. D. That's very good, because we do want you to be friends. And I'm very happy that you're going to work with him. During the next session the following week we were able to track down the most recent cause of his stomach and intestinal problems. D. I would like to speak to Fred's subconscious before he awakens. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 233. F. Yes. I am here. D. All right. I would like to ask you why he is experiencing these physical problems. Do you know? F. Hate. D. HMMM. That's a strong word. F. It's a strong feeling. D. What does he hate? F. His mother. D. Does he know this? F. Yes, but he denies the core of it. D. Then do you think it would be important for him to acknowledge this feeling? And come to terms with it? F. Come to the core of it. The reason for hating her. D. Then when he comes face to face with it and tries to understand it, then he. F. He will throw it out of himself. It's something to do with. I keep coming back to telling him of. The mother had a phrase, you make me sick to my stomach. It's something to do also with the mother having a similar problem. Being very empathic. I see a line between her problem in the astral and his problem. D. And he's identifying with this. F. His stomach and everything is functioning a lot better now that we're saying this. D. Oh, I'm really glad, because we want him to be healthy. We want him to fulfill what he is meant to do in this life. And it's much easier when he has a healthy body. F. He keeps having dreams of throwing this up. Throwing up the words. The mother always said, you make me throw up. Because I do not like you. He wants to throw up the reason, and get rid of it totally. This is a superb example of how literally the subconscious interprets what is going on in the subject's life. It fits perfectly with the saying that your body believes everything you say. If you desire to be sick, then the subconscious is obligated to fulfill your wish, no matter how nonchalantly that. 234. Legacy from the stars, wish was expressed. It is thus very important to listen to what we say in idle conversation, especially about our bodies. The subconscious never sleeps and is always paying attention to our remarks. D. Will you help him to understand what's going on? F. We have been. We must go and tell the mother not to bother us. We have told him this, but he is still running away from her. We must confront her. He knows that it's coming. He is scared of it. D. But once it's over with, then he'll be finished with it, won't he? And his physical problems will ease up. F. We see it as not as simple as that. It's a little bit more complicated. D. But it's a beginning, isn't it? F. Yes. Because when the connection is broken between him and her, when the karma is dissolved, then he will. The stomach is working a lot better now. D. Oh, that's really good. Just because he's beginning to realize this. F. There is karma between him and her. D. Well, once he confronts her and works this out, then he will be free to go on and do what he really wants to do. F. The chain will be taken off. We all are trying to help him. When Fred awakened, he said he felt hungry, and for the first time in weeks he thought he would be able to eat something and keep it down. It was a beginning. Because it showed that the subconscious was going to cooperate in the therapy. We had about 4 sessions after this, but we did not explore the early lifetimes again. We discovered in all 4 of these sessions that he had set up a pattern that kept repeating and had followed him into his present lifetime, because the subconscious has no concept of time. It does not always realize that the person is residing in a different body. In the other lifetimes, the deaths had all been traumatic and had centered on the stomach and intestinal area of his body, a sword through the earliest forms of life on Earth. 235. Stomach, a fall from a cliff, being run over by a carriage and horses, and a wartime shell blast. Not to mention the crocodile sinking its teeth into his midsection. It was no wonder that in times of stress, this most vulnerable part of his body reacted. His problems in early childhood with his mother, who had never wanted him and refused to show him any love, only multiplied the physical condition with her subconscious insinuations. Fred left our area a few months after our work was completed. At last contact, things were working much better for him, and he was functioning normally in ecology in another state. I never found out whether or not he gained the courage to confront his mother. But his subconscious said that would have to be done before he would be completely free. Chapter 10, http://afa/it_this_case is an example of how an interesting story can be stumbled upon by accident.